Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is July the 29th, 2021. Well, I'm glad you're tuning in this morning, and this will be the last video for this week. Got to make a little quick trip to Georgia, hopefully down one day and back the next, but anyway, it's good that you are with me today. So this week we've been discussing praising the Lord. We saw how important it is to praise the Lord. Then yesterday we studied how we should praise God because He is our righteousness. Today we want to think about praising God because of redemption. We find in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 7, it says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." The first definition for redemption in Strong's Concordance is the ransom in full. This teaches us that the blood of Jesus Christ has paid the ransom in full for our sins. We are all sinners. The wages of those sins is death, and death is more than just physical. The death which Adam and Eve experienced was spiritual death. They were separated from God. They were removed from the garden. They also became aware of their sinfulness. That's important. But anyway, now because of sin, death has passed upon all men. And we're all born in our trespasses and sins. We are sentenced, therefore, to the second death. And unless an intervention happens, we will be cast from the presence of God forever. This is where the blood of Jesus enters. Because Jesus was sinless, He was able to become a substitute. He was able to take the sins of His people upon Himself. He was able to die in their place. He was able to pay the ransom in full. Now, those who are born again, believing in Jesus, are redeemed. The blood of Jesus has paid the wages of their sin. They are declared just before God. Those who are the benefactors of that redemption should praise Him for it. They couldn't accomplish redemption on their own. Their works are insufficient to remove their sin. They could not purchase the blood of Jesus Christ. They couldn't pay the price. But also, we think the reason you should praise Him is because redemption carries with it the forgiveness of sins. Stop and think about that. Your misdeeds, all of them, are forgiven in the blood of Jesus. Your rebellion against God, even the thoughts of rebellion against God, are forgiven. Your hatred of that which is just and good, forgiven. All your sin, no matter the type, no matter the amount, no matter the severity, all is forgiven. And we also read in that text that forgiveness and the blood is because of the grace of God. You did nothing to merit it. It's just simply a free gift from God. So this morning, take a few moments to praise God for the blood of Jesus. Praise Jesus that He loved you enough to come to die in your place. Praise God that He has forgiven you His trespasses against Him. And praise Him that all of that is of grace, unmerited favor. We have many reasons to praise God today because of the redemption that we have in Christ. And I pray that you will praise Him today because of redemption. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we come to You in prayer once again to praise You. Lord, You loved us so much. So therefore, You determined to bring redemption to us. Lord, You did not leave us in our sins, but paid the ransom for them. Lord, we were taken captive by Satan and his will, and You rescued us. We just want to praise You today for the work You have done for us. Fill our hearts with praise as we consider all that You have accomplished for us in Your Son, Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise redemption today. And until Monday, this is Brother Mark signing off.